Saturday, 7:11 p.m.
Where the heck are you? Jesus Christ. Well, when you get this message, give me a call. Hopefully it's either before you go to Rick's party or inform me, or yeah, just call me. Okay, bye.
Saturday, 8:40 p.m.
Damn it, man. Pretty soon I'm going to have to, like, go on a murderous rampage and burn your house down or something. Where the hell are you? I told you I'd be contacting you between 6 and 7, but you don't seem to be home. And it seems to be 8:39. I'll call you back in 2 minutes. Actually, no, I lied. I won't call you back that soon, but I will call you back soon. And hopefully you'll be there then. And if you're not, then call me back. And if you... And... Wait, if you're not there, you can't call me back. But when you do get back, you should contact me, because I don't know if we're going to the party or not. But I'd like to know if we're going to the party, because it'd be useful if we went to the party. I've been trying to contact you for almost 2 hours now. Actually, over 2 hours now. And you aren't home yet. I'm figuring you might have gone to a movie, but I highly doubt that, because you would have informed me. But I don't know if you went to the... I don't know if you're going to the party, because... Well, it's 8:40 and the party starts at 9 o'clock, and... Well, there's... Well, no place to party. Or something. I don't remember. Sorry, I lost that train of thought. Damn it! Well, I couldn't get her to find it. Nope, didn't find it. Shit. Well, when you do get this message, call me back. And if you don't get this message, then call me back anyways. And if you get any of the other messages, call me back on those, too. But don't call me back more than once, because that would be annoying. You know, when people just keep calling over and over and over again and keep leaving messages, but not really long messages that are really confusing, because, well, they're long messages. But, see, wait, this is a long message. Damn it!
Saturday, 8:43 p.m.
Well, I am not going to wait for the beep. Wait, actually, the beep just happened. Damn it. So I've been sitting here trying to get a hold of you for, like, the past 2 hours, and you're still not home. I've accomplished cleaning my yard, and I'm really sore, and I'm really hoping to get into that hot tub, but you don't seem to be home, so I can't go use the hot tub, because I think you'd probably get pissed if I was using the hot tub when you weren't there. Plus, I wouldn't have any place to change, and it'd be kind of nasty for your neighbors and or other people to see me naked getting changed outside. Plus, it's kind of cold outside, and I really don't feel like getting changed outside. So I'm just going to wait till you call me back. That way, maybe I can use your hot tub sometime tonight, or maybe I'll be able to use it tomorrow if you don't call me back tonight. Well, I'm just going to sit here and continue leaving a message that is going to be really long and completely useless, because I've been trying to locate you. I've called Paula's house, I've called Tim's house, I've called Sparky's house, I've called everyone, but no one seems to know where you are. You seem to have been abducted by small aliens. Hopefully they're not giving you anal probes, because anal probes would be really bad. And if they were anything else, then maybe they'd... Damn it, I lost the train of thought again. I'm having a horrible time with trains of thought right now, but, you know, it's just kind of me. Maybe it's because I'm tired and I should go to bed, but I don't want to go to bed because it's way too early for going to bed. It's only 8:45, but maybe if I went to bed now, I could wake up bright early in the morning and call up and wake you up. But that would be a cool thing to do, so I won't do that. Okay, bye.
Saturday, 8:54 p.m.
Yeah, it's me again. I am continuing to leave messages until I actually get, like, a full message, because that would be really amusing. So I was sitting here watching The Matrix with commentary on it. It's actually really interesting with commentary. They talked about all the different scenes and like that, and how hard they were to make it like that. Because I can't work on my yard anymore due to the fact that it's too dark outside. And with this darkness, I run into problems called I can't see. But I was sitting here working on my yard this afternoon and trying to rake up all the leaves with... And I have two leaf blowers, which is really interesting. One actually runs on a power cord, and one actually runs on gasoline. But I was sitting there, I was working with the gasoline one, and I get maybe an eighth of the way done with my art, and it runs out of gas. This kind of really perturbed me because, well, I didn't know where the two-stroke engine gasoline was. So I sat there with my, looking around my house, and I tried to contact my father, because he'd know where the two-stroke gasoline was, because he's the one that makes the stuff. Well, he doesn't make it per se. He's the one that mixed it up and like that. But so I called up my sister's house, and nobody was home. I was really pissed. So I just took the two-stroke engine oil stuff, and I poured that into a one-gallon container. And then I added gasoline up to the one-gallon mark, and that way I had 1 gallon of two-stroke engine gasoline oil mixture stuff. So I put that gasoline back in, and then sitting there with the air blower, and I'm sitting there getting really annoyed because it's really not getting that many leaves. So I walk over, and I grab a rake, and I start raking by hand, and I was like, this is horrible. So I give up on the rake thing, and I put that off to the side, and I walk around, and I wander around, finally find my electric one. So I'm sitting there with my electric one, plug it into the wall, and, well, plug the extension cord into the wall and plug it into the electric one. And I'm sitting there, I'm about 3/4 of the way done blowing all the leaves to the end of my yard, and I run out of extension cord. You know how much that pissed me off? I sat there, I was like, I'm almost done, and I've run out of extension cord. So I go wandering around my house again and grab an even longer extension cord. This is a really long extension cord, though, so I'm not worried about running out of blue. So I'm sitting there, and I'm cleaning up all my leaves and like that, and it's dark out. And I stop when it gets too dark to really be able to see. So I stop that, and I coiled up my electric cord and put that away, along with the leaf blower thing, and put that away.
Saturday, 8:57 p.m.
Okay, well, to continue on with my story, I called your house, and you weren't there. So I called Tim's house to see if maybe he was home, and Brian said that he had gone over your house. So I was like, So I tried calling your house again. There was no one there. So what I said was, maybe they're in the hot tub. So I got in my car and drove over to your house. But nope, your car wasn't there. So that really annoyed me. So I drove home and kind of hung out for a little while and tried calling you again. That would probably be either my second or third message. I don't remember now. I've accomplished forgetting how many times I've called you so far. But so I'm sitting there, I'm like, they're not there yet, so figuring they'd be getting home sometime soon, I went about and did some other stuff at home and like that, and I tried calling you back, and you still weren't there, so I went, and I was like, maybe you went out in the hot tub and didn't remember to call me, so I drove over there again, and you still weren't home. So I was like, yeah, screw this. So I went to Blockbuster to see if they had any good movies. Nope, they didn't have any good movies that I wanted to see that I hadn't already seen already. So I was like, yeah, screw this. So I drove back by your house, see if you had snuck in while I wasn't there. And you still weren't there. So I drove home again. And I walked up and I grabbed it. I just kind of grabbed my Matrix DVD and started watching the commentary. Because it's interesting. And that's currently what I'm doing now, other than leaving messages on your answer machine, because, well, it's fun leaving messages on your answer machine. Oh, yeah, I went and I saw, what movie was it? The Last Castle. Yeah, that one. And it was actually a pretty good movie. It didn't reach all my expectations, but it wasn't half bad. I was glad that I only paid $5.50 for the matinee price rather than
Sunday, 10:14 a.m.
Hey, mister. I'm home. Bye.